25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 17th. Now, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." Luke 17, 20 and 21. Devotional. First century Jewish culture was boxed in on all sides by the Roman government, after hundreds of years of oppression by other foreign lands. The Jews had become a culture of "someday our Savior will come," as foretold in Scripture. Their idea of the kingdom of God coming in their lifetime was a hopeful expectation with many interpretations. Would the Savior be a mighty military leader? Would he overthrow the oppressive government and lead them out, just as Moses led them out of Egypt? Jesus offered a plain statement by asking them to simply observe, "Behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." It's here. It's now. One way to see God's kingdom is to see the people all around who have immediate needs that can be met. Parents, one of the greatest areas of ministry is your home. There's no need to wait for a position at work or even the church to begin doing meaningful ministry to impact the next generation. Simply sitting and reading with them, doing an activity together, or just listening to them talk about what is important to them is part of an emotional bonding experience that they will never forget. It's a misleading notion that the more we do, the more significant our efforts become. There is so much to accomplish in the daily support and love of your children. The kingdom of God is in your midst today until we live in his eternal kingdom forever in heaven. Make the most of your time on earth with the people he has given you. Prayer. Lord, help me not to miss the precious people in front of me. Show me how to turn my attention to them when they need me, and how to invest in their emotional and spiritual health. Remind me how much they need my love and attention. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas.